Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, "Be on your guard against false prophets." As we heard in our Old Testament reading, there were false prophets long ago. And although they claimed to prophesy what God had spoken to them, the text said that they only spoke visions from their own minds. In the time of Jesus and his apostles, as they taught and performed signs, miracles, and healings, all of them good and godly, for the benefit of those in need, and for the furthering of the kingdom of heaven, there were many others who also taught and performed similar signs and wonders. However, these were not by the power of God, but by the power of the devil. In the New Testament, you'll find mention of sorcerers, magicians, and false teachers, not led by God and his spirit, but acting according to their own flesh and evil spirits. These false prophets that Jesus warned against came and performed miracles similar to the ones Jesus himself performed, and likely taught and spoke things very pleasing to hear, just as the ones in the time of Jeremiah, who said, "The Lord has spoken, you will have peace. No harm will come to you." And still today, false prophets and teachers come and pretend to be Christian. And upon first glance, it may seem to us that they are speaking the truth. However, despite their appearance as good and godly prophets and teachers, despite them coming to us in sheep's clothing, pretending to be faithful, they are nothing but ravaging wolves. Sheep and wolves, godly prophets and ungodly prophets, may not be easily distinguished upon first glance. Just as a wolf, by means of stealth and surprise and endurance, hunts down sheep, so do the devil and many misguided teachers of today try and lead people away from faith in God and Jesus' saving death and resurrection. They use their own means of deception, persuasion, fanciful talk. They pretend to be Christian, and they tell you what you want to hear. Be on your guard, because the devil is at work in our world and is looking for someone to lead astray by means of these false prophets. In our text, Jesus said, "You'll recognize them by their fruit." You must look beyond the surface level of what prophets and teachers say and do. The devil knows well to start his lies with an element of truth. And many prophets and teachers, even the false ones, may speak things like Jesus is Lord, and will tell you they are only speaking what God has revealed directly to them. Even if they do quote the Bible or say things that sound good and faithful, these false teachers ultimately twist the truth. So you must look further at what these people say and do. You must look at their fruit. Pay close attention to everything that they say and teach. Do they focus on the glory of a Christian or on Christ and his saving death and resurrection? Do they teach works righteousness and the necessity to make a decision for Christ yourself? Or do they teach salvation by grace through faith, apart from what a person does? Do they live according to faithful Christian teaching or according to their own flesh? Do they live for themselves? Do they live for God? Or do they live for their neighbor? Do they live a life of love and peace, kindness, faithfulness, self-control? Or are they caught up in sin and immorality? And how do they teach you to live yourself? You must look at what these teachers say and do. Be on your guard as you look at their fruit and measure it against the life and teachings of Jesus. Jesus further said that a good tree produces good fruit, not bad fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit, not good fruit. The good fruit, faithful Christian teaching, and the fruit of the Spirit comes along with faith in Jesus, given by the Holy Spirit. This true teacher will not claim his teachings or actions to be his own, but knows that they are from God and from a life lived in Christ. This good fruit, the correct teaching of the Christian faith, and a life in Christ is not for that believer's own benefit, not even for God's own benefit, but for the benefit of his or her neighbor, that they may see Christ at work, come to know his saving grace, and believe in him alone. The bad fruit, incorrect teachings about Jesus and salvation, which likely come along with immorality, lawlessness, self-proclaimed goodness and virtue, is a result of living in the flesh, apart from Jesus and his suffering, death, and resurrection. This teacher will focus on what he or she has done and what you need to do over and above what Jesus did on the cross. These teachings and works are not from the Holy Spirit. Those who live and teach according to their own flesh, their own sinful desires, will be thrown into the fire and die. But those who deny themselves and are led by God's Spirit will be called his sons and daughters and will live. The ravaging wolves with their deceptive tactics and teachings, with their pleasing disguises, seek to lead you away from the truth and life that is found in Jesus alone. And they ultimately will bring you down to the fire with them. Because of this, Jesus tells you to be on your guard. On Judgment Day, both the prophets of God and those of the devil will stand before Jesus and call out to him, "Lord, Lord," this being a confession of his divinity. However, those who prophesied and taught and lived their lives according to their own flesh and sinful desires will be turned away from the kingdom of heaven. But those who did the will of the Father, those who taught according to God's will be welcomed into his heavenly kingdom. By the words, "My Father in heaven," Jesus revealed himself to be the Son of God. And as the text shows, he is the one to give or deny entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Here, Jesus is revealed to be Lord and Judge of all. And even the devil and his demons know that Jesus is true God and that he alone has the power to save. On that day, those who taught and lived their life according to God's will, those who believed in Jesus as their Savior, those who Jesus knew and called to be his own, they will be welcomed into the kingdom of heaven. But those who taught and lived contrary to the will of God, but according to their own flesh, those who rejected Jesus as Lord in their lifetime, those who did not know Jesus here in this life, he will announce to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers." Here in this life, be on your guard and watch out for those who seek life and salvation apart from Jesus and the cross. Their rejection of him here in this life will result in his rejection of them on the last day. They want you to follow them and their teachings, but be warned that this is the path to denying Jesus as Lord and Savior and his denial of you. This is the path to eternal death. Here in this life, be thankful that there are good and godly teachers of the Christian faith. be thankful that God continually calls men to be faithful pastors and to preach his word and share the truth. Be thankful that Jesus, true God, Lord and judge over all, the one powerful to save and to give entrance into the kingdom of heaven, did indeed come into this world as a man. And as a man, he taught and revealed the truth about God, his will, about salvation, and the means by which one is saved, to his apostles, to the first Christians, and to you. He has given you his word so that you may know the truth, and so that you can check the teachings of those who claim to be Christian. Jesus does not leave you to be on your guard all alone, or to fend off false teachers by means of your own reason or ability. He gives you himself, and he gives you his word. He points out the problem of temptation and deception in this world, and he gives you himself as the means by which you are to resist these evils. By his faithful teachers, his word, and his sacraments, they serve to strengthen your faith and to keep you safe with him from sin and false teachings. Be on your guard against these false prophets and teachers of today. Look at their fruit in what they say and do. Listen to what Jesus taught, to what he did on the cross, and to what he does for you today in his sacraments. Trust in him to guard you and to save you. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.